South Dakota Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan has been named to a national board. He's one of 13 new members appointed to the U.S. Commerce Department's Travel and Advisory Board. The board advises the U.S. Commerce Secretary on issues related to travel and tourism. Jim Hagan joins us on the line from his office in Pierre. And Secretary Hagan, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's good to be with you. Sorry I couldn't join you last week when we tried to make that work, but appreciate being on today, and I hope all of our friends in South Dakota are staying safe and sound with this winter storm bearing down on us.
Well, what's the weather like in Pierre right now?
You know what? It's just starting to snow. The wind is howling like crazy. I can actually hear it through the windows of my office. It's getting pretty nasty, so this might be a foretaste of what is coming, but yeah, it looks like it's going to get pretty nasty.
Well, congratulations on the appointment to the board. What is your role as a member of this advisory board?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Carl. I'm really excited to be on this board. As you mentioned, there are 32 members appointed from across the United States, 13 new members appointed by Secretary Pritzker about a week ago or so. But if you relayed to our listeners just a few minutes ago, the priority for this board is really to put a focus on travel and tourism policies that will contribute to the growth of our economy, not only as a country as a whole, but individual states and cities. It looks at things like enhancing our visa issuance and travel facilitation policies when international visitors are coming into the United States. How can we make it a more streamlined process, a friendlier process? It looks at increased investment in transportation infrastructure, and we know that's a hot topic issue right now, but tries to provide very bipartisan solutions or suggestions for members of Congress to consider, and puts an emphasis on research as well. For states like South Dakota, we somewhat struggle a little bit to figure out exactly how many international visitors are coming to our state because we don't have a major gateway airport. We really rely on the Department of Commerce to provide those sort of numbers for our state. So lots of emphasis on research, but bottom line, just putting policies in place that really grow travel and make our visitors feel welcomed.
How long has this board been around, do you know?
It was established in 2003, and so it's been around since then. And I would say has always been a very dynamic board. I would say the last couple of years has really been a renewed emphasis on the board, as there has been really a spotlight and an importance placed on travel from the White House on down through Congress as well. So they've really taken a very, very active approach the last couple of years in laying out some policies for our key decision makers to digest and consider. I know there's a bill right now before Congress called the JOLT Act, and a lot of the research and suggestions that went into the JOLT Act came from the TTAB. And again, it's a bill that would modernize and expand our visa waiver program in the United States. It would facilitate the use of secure video conferencing to conduct visa interviews. Create some pilot test programs for those. It would put an emphasis on reducing the visa wait times that we're seeing. You know, it's gotten a lot better the last couple of years, but there's some wait times in some countries that just go on for months and months for people wanting to come and visit the United States. So, it's just lots of really key issues, fun issues to work on, and issues that impact every state and the city in this country.
As South Dakota's tourism secretary, did you have much contact with this board before being appointed as a new member?
Yeah, a little bit. Have been in one or two meetings with Secretary Pritzker talking about travel and tourism. And a good friend of mine was the chairman of this board for the last 2 years, Todd Davidson, who is the CEO of Travel Oregon. Was the chairman for the last 2 years, and he, about 2 years ago, just said, I really, really would like for you to consider applying for this board. I think you would give a great perspective coming from a rural state, and you have an interest in travel and tourism as it impacts the United States as a whole. So he really stayed on me, and at the time he asked me to apply, we were making a lot of changes within the department in terms of our marketing and some restructuring that we were doing here, so I just didn't really have the time to focus on anything else, but this year, my schedule had freed up a little bit, and my interests had grown even deeper. And like I said, for states like South Dakota, rural states, I think it's really important that we have a voice at the table. So as we're crafting real thoughtful policies, travel and tourism policies that impact the entire nation, we don't want to forget about how those policies would affect a rural state like South Dakota, and all states in particular.
So it sounds like, Secretary Hagan, that it's important to South Dakota that you're a member of this board, that you'll be able to, even though I imagine the board serves the whole country, but you'll be able to help South Dakotans in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. It just, again, like I said, it helps us convey, you know, how these policies might affect our state, being that we're rural in nature. We don't have a major gateway airports that come in to the state. So, you know, how do those policies affect our gateway cities, which, you know, happen to be Minneapolis and Chicago and Denver and Salt Lake? But as we craft those policies again, how do they impact a rural state like South Dakota with our air service and especially with international visitors coming to South Dakota? And we're just seeing that segment for us continue to grow year after year.
The other members of the board, where do they come from? Do they come from different parts of the tourism industry?
Yeah, it runs sort of the gamut. You know, the CEO of Orbitz Worldwide, Barney Harford, is on the board. Rossi Rauenkotter, who is the CEO of the Las Vegas Tourism Authority, is on the board. Yeah, it's Fred Dixon, who's the CEO of New York City and Company, their tourism arm. So it's really a great mixture. I was just noticing, too, that the executive director of the American Indian and Alaska Native Tribal Tourism Association is on the board. So it really runs the gamut. Some large, some small entities, you know, the CEO of that, the CEO of this, and then tourism directors like Todd and myself, some CVB directors from around the state. I see San Diego Convention Center Corporation is on there, and the CEO of Universal Orlando Resorts is on there as well. So, yeah, just a really varied group of people.
And how often will the board meet?
I think we meet about 4 to 5 times a year. So my first meeting will actually be next week at a event called IPW, which is our largest, the largest travel show in the United States, and South Dakota always has a good presence there. So I'll actually have my first meeting orientation at the next week in Chicago, and then our first official board meeting. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And the opportunity to meet all the other members of the board. I imagine some of these people you've never seen before or never talked with before.
Yeah, some of them I've met just through my participation in the U.S. Travel Association and some interaction with Brand USA. But yeah, really looking forward to meeting a lot of these people and hearing their perspectives on travel and tourism in the United States. So, yeah, like I said, big entities, small entities, and everything in between, and I'm sure there'll be lots of viewpoints and opinions.
Well, talking about tourism in South Dakota, just touch on this before we let you go, Secretary. Earlier this year, the Tourism Department released a report that the state's tourism industry was strong in 2013, 2.8% increase in economic impact. Although we're early in 2014, it's hard to make predictions, but do you expect growth to continue this year?
Yeah, you know, I feel really good about I feel good about the markets that we're in. I feel really good about the actual product that we're putting out into these markets in terms of our marketing, whether it be print, television, digital marketing. You know, there's two things I've told people recently in visits that I've had around the state. Two things you can never really prepare for: Mother Nature. And as we looked back on 2013, we saw that a lot of your listeners will recall the spring ice storm that we had in the southeast corner of the state, particularly Sioux Falls. And we started out with the ice storm. We had federal sequestration. We had a May 5th blizzard out in the Black Hills. It was really cold and wet and rainy going into the peak season. You know, we had the government shutdown. We had the horrendous, crippling blizzard in the fall. And so can't always prepare for Mother Nature. The federal government shutdown was really something that we hadn't prepared for as well. And so both of those things hurt. So the fact that we were able to have almost 3% growth was just amazing. And it's really a testament to the industry and just how hard people worked to fight through those challenges. I'm an optimistic person by nature, so but I do feel really good about going into 2014. I just feel like our message is really resonating well domestically and internationally with the audiences that we're in. We've been able to become really aggressive with our public relations outreach and visit with a lot more travel writers and editors from major publications like National Geographic, Travel and Leisure, Condé Nast, So we're getting before travel writers and editors that we've never been able to get in front of before. So, and the interest in South Dakota, I'm just always amazed when we're out there. It's just really deep, and people are very, very curious and really wanting to visit. So I'm feeling good about 2014. If Mother Nature will cooperate here and have a decent summer with sunshine and appropriate moisture, I think we'll have a great year.
When does the summer tourism really start in South Dakota?
Good question. Actually, yeah, our peak marketing actually started today in all of our key markets. So, but the peak season will really start out at the end of May. So, looking at schools getting out for the summer, and there's some schools. It's interesting to look. They're actually in session until about the middle of June, but it'll start at the end of May, and our shoulder season has really grown. So, we'll run through September, and then the shoulder season picks up through end of September, through October, first part of November. So not too many weeks away, and we'll start seeing those visitors crossing their borders.
Will we see some new marketing campaigns, or are these just kind of still along the lines that we've seen over the last year or so?
Yeah, no, great question. A couple of years ago, we started a campaign theme called Your American Journey, and we have a new iteration of Your American Journey, and it's more about the memories you make on your trip. One thing we heard from our focus groups that we conducted this fall was they really liked Your American Journey, and they wanted to really see an emphasis on families creating special memories. So we have brand new print that has dropped over the last few weeks. If you look in major publications like Better Homes and Gardens or Midwest Living or Every Day with Rachel Ray, you'll see a beautiful 8-page fold that really emphasizes some of our beautiful landscapes in South Dakota. Also features partners from around the state. Our television, we have a brand new television commercial running as well. And if folks want to take a look, I encourage you to get onto YouTube and just look at the South Dakota Tourism page on YouTube, but really great. It features a family from Omaha that had never been to South Dakota before, an actual family. We didn't stage them at all. We just said, if you would come to South Dakota on a trip, we'd like to film you, but we're not going to tell you what to say or what to do. And so in order to keep an authenticity to this ad, so we were so happy with the way this ad turned out. And it is, as we've shown it to different focus groups around the country, it has really, really played well. So encourage your listeners to check that out, but really particularly excited this year about our print, our digital, and our TV.